Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels, your host for the show that you love to listen to all the time, every day. We're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We are the number one show on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can check us out. And we are number uno on Facebook. I want to get this off my chest because we've had some emails that I feel are contrary to my belief, and this is what it is. People, there is no ISIS. That's what I'm saying. There is no ISIS. There's no team called ISIS. There's no place called ISIS. There's no terrorist group called ISIS. None of that exists. Listen, I'm going to tell you why. None of that exists. I'm going to tell you why. Because this is the deal. How are they parking their tanks, gassing their planes, parking their planes, uploading their videos to news stations all over the world, and we have no idea where they're located? I can't make a phone call to my grandma without somebody knowing exactly what time I'm calling, where I'm calling from, and whatnot. So how is it possible that there's this group of individuals, okay? And I'm not saying we're not fighting somebody. I'm sure we're fighting somebody. But ISIS? Really? Really? I watched a video on the news the other night that was crystal clear, 1080p HD video of these guys throwing a bomb at a building. I'm like, okay, who's running the camera? Who's uploading the feed? Somebody is sitting there with audio going, okay, take two, bombing, take three. You know what I'm saying? So for us to believe here in America that there is some small group of terrorists running some type of international organization that is so corrupt and, what do they call it, stealth. They're so stealth that no one can follow a trail of mail. There's not one guy in ISIS who's just like a little bit too blabbermouthed about stuff. And he's like, yeah, so the other night I was at my ISIS meeting, you know, and busted. You get what I'm saying? I just don't believe it. It's too clean, as they say in the movies. It's too clean. I don't believe it. If you have a thought, you can call the show. Our phone number is 213. Nope, that's not the number for you. That's the number for me. Our phone number for you is 646-595-4802. You can call in. You can speak your mind. You can be on the show. You can also email. If you want to email, you can say, hey, man, this is what I think. Ace says there is no ISIS. I'm not saying there's not something out there that we're fighting. I'm not discrediting the whole war on terror. Yeah, oh, we're fighting somebody. Somebody is getting fought. But is it ISIS? I don't know. Our guest today is a model. He's Taleon Goffney. He's a fabulous-looking guy. I've put him up there with, like, you know, like the black male supermodels. Like, I don't mean black male and supermodels. I mean, he's a black male who's a supermodel. Like the guy that just got married, Tyrese Gibson, he's a great-looking guy. There's another guy who's black and buff, and he's a model. And then there's a third guy that also is bald, black, and beautiful. So welcome to the show. Taylion Goffney is here for the first time. Taylion, welcome to the show, man.
How you doing?
Hey, man, you sound like you're calling me from a loud place. Are you calling from a place where there's a bunch of construction or ladies trying to get at you or something?
No, it's not that. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. That's much better. It's not a world better. It's a little bit better. What's going on, brother?
Hold on. Hello?
Yeah. I was like,
sorry.
He calls in the radio show and then puts me on hold. I love it.
No, I apologize. I was trying to take you off the speaker.
No, you're good.
No, I'm good.
You're good. So did I pronounce your name right? It's Taylion?
Yeah, Taylion. Taylion Goffney.
Taylion.
Yeah.
Like, okay, like Taylion. See, I put Taylion like it's Italian, right? Taylion. Taylion.
Yeah, that's it sounds like that, but it's a mixture of my mom and my dad's name.
Okay, so your dad's name was?
Well, my mom's name, Tawana, and his name, Leon, so they just spliced it.
Tawana and Leon.
And then Leon, yeah, and they spliced it, yes.
Okay, yeah, they get my pat on the back. Whenever I see them in person, I give them a, holy crap, good job, guys, good job. So what's going on in your world, man? It seems like you're busy doing things, you're making things happen.
Yeah, just pushing my book. I have an autobiography out. Other than that, I've been doing some youth advocacy things, like for at-risk youth, trying to keep them out of jail and all of that. Because that took place in where I'm from, so I participate in that too.
Nice. Now I want to go back to stuff because you mentioned something you did kind of quickly, right?
Yes.
You're promoting your autobiography. Aren't you kind of young
yes.
to have an autobiography?
Oh, actually, no. The life I live, no. But yeah, I'm only 34 as of next week. Yeah, but I had a lot to tell. I'm from Camden, New Jersey. It's like a very poverty stricken city. You know, you're lucky if you make it out of there without a prison record. You know, so or alive. So I mean, basically. My book is more or less like my struggles and what took place in my life and how I made it out and how I'm making a change for the better. And then I'm back to, share my message, because where we're from, there's not a lot of examples of success,
Okay. So now I want to ask you something. I'm not trying to be like, a D-I-C-K, but I'm just asking you. Okay. I always hear people talk about their struggles getting out of the ghetto. What was so challenging for you to get out of the ghetto life? Like, what made it a struggle? What's so challenging about it?
Well, for me, I mean, my mom was 14, with two. I'm a twin, so she had both of us at 15 years old, so no dad. I didn't make the best decisions, and, it landed me in a lengthy, incarceration. So I basically... I almost didn't make it out there, So when I came out. Yeah, go ahead.
So you were incarcerated, meaning you went to jail or prison?
Yeah, 75 months.
In prison or jail?
Yeah. The first.
Yeah, I mean in both. You went to
no, it's
one.
The same thing to me. It is. It really is the same thing. You go to one and then they graduate to the other, so it's the same thing. We don't have no differentiation of it.
Basically, okay, so you went to you were incarcerated for 74 months. So that's 74 months. We're talking a couple of years.
Yeah, it's six
bro,
years, three
right?
months, 75. Yeah, 75, six
oh,
years, 3 months.
Oh,
and
smoke.
The thing is, like, we never really. Like I said, it ain't a lot of examples of success where I'm from. Where I'm at, you see all the bad guys winning. So most of us are prone to take that route, And why it's not a typical story, because it ain't like, okay, we grew up in rags and riches. It's not one of those type of things. It's an ongoing process. It's a process where, like I said, like they talk about the recidivism rate, why people always go back. But when you get out here, they don't want to give you a shot. They don't want to, you know, it's a stigma, and it sticks with you for life, you know? And that's the reason I felt like I should share my story, because the solution is, it's like, you know, you got to give people another chance at life, you know? But when they don't, it forces them to go back to what they know best, you know? You go back to your element, you know?
Sure. Sure, of course.
And that's why, like once you Google in there, everything could be evident. But it's not a typical story. It's crazy.
And explain to people how hard it is, because I don't think people understand. I know I didn't understand when you say you come from a certain place, and it's hard to get out of that place because everybody's doing crime and criminal activity. I don't think people understand that. That means everybody, right? That means, like, all your friends are involved in something, and if you don't get involved in it, then, you know, then you lose that side of yourself, or you become endangered.
You're almost forced to it, you know? You're almost, either that or you become a pariah, and that's not a good thing in the urban areas, you know?
Right, exactly.
Like, if you see everybody doing it, the minute you resist, then they would view you as a target. So you do it for safety. You know, you do it to, I guess, fit in. And then not having a two-parent home, that's another problem, you know? You know? And like I said, if you just take and you Google, like take my old name, and then the whole thing is more than I care to explain. That's why I put it in the book. But I just feel like it's got to stop. You know, we get out, we don't say nothing, we try to go on with life, and you wonder why. Like, I got a little brother now, he's doing 13, and that's why it touches me to, you know, it's a lot going on. I'm getting cousins getting shot. There's all type of things. Like, this stuff got to stop, you know?
So you did 6 years in jail, prison.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on the first day out of jail? Like, what do you do? You walk out of jail, the gates close behind you, you realize that you're out of jail. What do you do in that first 24 hours you're out of jail?
Well, you actually... But when you reach that point, you really see how much it traumatizes you. Like, to walk across the street again feels weird, you know? Like, I had to go to the mall, like, for practice. You know, I had to go to the mall just for practice, like, I'm serious, just to get used to being around people.
No, you
didn't. You know?
You did not have to go to the mall to practice. Are you serious?
Yeah, to get used to being around people. Like, that's how much it just confines along your mind. It can't grasp, like, the boundlessness of being home, you know? So it messes with you. And some people can't cope with that. That's why they go right back. And people don't see that. They judge. They don't see the psychological effect behind it, you know? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It just popped in my head. And don't people treat you, okay, because you've been to jail and prison, once people find that out, they do treat you differently than they would if they didn't know that you went to prison, right?
Yeah.
But
like you're not even here.
Describe it. Describe that, how that treatment works.
It makes you feel like you're not even human. You know, it's a whole nother bias. It ain't even like a black-white thing. It's like a society bias thing, like you're not fit to be out here, you know? And it makes you feel that way, you know? And then you do the irrational to try to cope, to try to survive. They make you feel like you don't belong, like you don't deserve to eat, you don't deserve to work, you don't, you know?
So
you feel that confined.
Would you consider it a similar thing, like with a rape victim? Like, if someone says they were raped, then the first thing people do is they go, "Well, what were you wearing?" Like, you had it coming somehow. Somehow you went to jail, you went to prison because of something that's your fault. You did it, and you deserved it. You went to prison, right?
Yeah, that's how they look at you, but they don't see the culmination of it. You know, they don't see where it originated at. And when you talk about them poverty, urban-stricken communities, it breeds those kind of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It breeds
mm-hmm.
those kind of people. You're talking about a dog-eat-dog world where you got family crossing family and things of that nature. And this is with the young guys, this is what we're learning, you know?
Sure.
At 13, I was already a professional at it. And then they don't, these environments manufacturers like that. And that's what they don't understand. So it's so quick to judge, but when you see the where it originated, when you see the source, then you could probably understand the problem, you know. Some people make it out. Some people make it out with their mind still intact, you know. And that's why you said they look at it like a rape victim or you did it, but it's hard to
It's your fault. Now, when you say at 13 you were involved in it, without giving anything away, I mean, that's a real big deal. What are you talking about? Are you talking about robbing stores? Are you talking about drug deals? Are you talking about pimping the hookers? Or what, like, what are you – when you say it, what was it in a nutshell?
Okay. Thank you. Hold on here, Erica. No, what I'm saying is – hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me? No, what I'm saying is like where I'm from, right? We never had much, so the only time I ever got what I wanted was when I did something wrong to do it. Like if I wanted a candy bar, started off smart, you steal candy bars, you steal bikes, things you can't afford, and then that way of thinking followed me in my adult life, you know. So now my wants got bigger. Now I want girls, I want cars, so my crimes get bigger. And this is how we taught, you know. People don't even know. I want to tell you this. If you Google my name, I'm not, and I was around people, that's why I wasn't talking too much. But I was one of the most wanted criminals in the tri-state area. My name's Talion Goffney. If you Google my name, the rest is history. It's crazy. I was breaking ATM machines. I bust out of cop cars. I was even in the porn industry for a while. Like my story is bigger than just a typical, you know. I lived a life where I'm not even supposed to be here no more, you know. And I did 11 years total in prison. My last bid was 75 months. Before that, I did 43 months. You know, and people don't understand. Why'd you go back? I come home and nobody want to give me a job. They slammed the door in my face. You know, I even lied on the application to get a job. They found that I was lying. They fired me. Now I'm back in the streets again. You know,
right.
And now I'm home. This time it's even harder. I got a son. I got a little son, and I can't take care of him in jail. So now I gotta look for small businesses that's willing to give me a chance. That's not going to be sweating my record. You know. And the whole thing like you said about model, I'm gorgeous, you know? And that's not an arrogant thing to say, you know? I've made money modeling, but it ain't enough to take care of me and my child. It ain't enough to open doors for me. I wrote a book. They know this is another one of his quick money schemes. You know, I don't want to brag about my crimes, but in 2008, I stole $500,000 in 18 months. I was cutting up ATM machines. I was all over CNN, everything. And when I come home, This is 6 years later. I come home, changed my life. I went to school. I even graduated a technician. My trade don't mean nothing because now I have burglaries in my record. I can't work in my trade because, you know, it's residential and commercial or you're a liability.
Right, right.
So nobody want to hire me. I went to school for nothing for a whole year, and I did it for my boy. Now I'm stuck out here still trying to figure life out. They make you feel trapped, and I'm trying to be strong enough mentally not to go back. And I can't because, like I said, I grew up without a father. If I break, if I cave, then my son going to suffer the same fate I did. And I can't allow it.
Mm.
That's how serious it is.
Mm.
That's how serious my situation is.
And so you've gone, now this is really important. So you've gone and you've taken a positive step forward. So you wrote a book that hopefully other people will get the information and they won't make the same mistakes. And more so than making mistakes, because mistakes is a very powerful word to use. Let's don't call it mistakes. Let's say opportunities. You've written a book so that other people might be able to see other opportunities that are available besides criminal opportunities.
Exactly. Because this is not the only way. I mean, I'm trying. It's slower. But I'm going to tell you something, and I'm always embarrassed to say it. From 18 to age 33, only got 3 years on the street. That's how long I've been in and out of jail. I've been home 22 months now. That's the longest I've been home in almost 14 years. That's the longest I've been home on these streets free, you know?
Mm.
And that's embarrassing. I stayed home long enough to actually have a kid, you know? And now it's even more real. I was in and out of jail so long that jail felt normal to me, and outside felt awkward.
No, I got a question. And I'm really fascinated by your story because – I've never had anyone be as open and as honest about their experiences. You know what I'm saying? Usually people may want to sugarcoat it. They want to paint it a different way. Like, you know, I'm an OG. Well, you might be an OG, but you stumbled along the way. You know what I'm saying? But you're keeping it real, and I really love that. Now, I want to ask you something. So you have a child, which means you met a girl is there a certain type of girl that's going to be attracted because of your record, or did you, could you meet any girl you wanted? Does that make sense, the question I'm asking you?
I mean, yeah, what you're saying. Like, physically, yeah, I could probably bag a lot of them. But when they learn about my past, you know, I get the temporary type. Like, you know, the like the good girl looking for a bad guy just for a short amount of run.
Right.
Now, the girl I actually had a child with, I knew her in the street. So we got a little history, you know. But
right.
My relationship, my love life is a wreck because my life is one Google button away, you know. I did things I ain't proud of, you
oh,
know what
wow.
I mean?
Wow.
Like I said, I did crimes. I even participated in the porn industry. You know, I got a twin brother. We did this at 18 years old because we thought they
wow.
told us, y'all twins, y'all gorgeous, y'all going to get rich. We went for it, you know. And now, like I said, you Google my name, my porn scandal's out there, my crime scandal's out there. My whole life is one Google button away. So, you know, and social media is so prevalent. As soon as somebody, oh, my God, that's one of the twins. Then a girl like, oh, why didn't you tell me this? I can't date you. So it's hard, you know. I walk
wow.
a fine line when it comes to that, you know. I want to, not to cut you off, the type of woman I'm going to need, she's going to have to go through something too so she can share some empathy with me, you know, instead of judging me.
That's really amazing because I'm telling you, you know, I don't know how many people know that, you know, I'm the chair, the owner of the Avalon Talent Group, and we have about 80 models on our group. And so I see models every day is my point. And,
yeah.
You're a gorgeous guy. Like, I get it. You're a very handsome guy. You're built. You're buff. You take great care of your body and your physique. Yeah, I get it.
People would never
know. But it's amazing to me. It's amazing to me.
They would never
know. So a girl would. Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
They would never know. Like, they see the looks. They think, oh, he a college jock. Oh, he had a great life. You know, I grew up poor. I spent 11 years in prison, you know. I almost died
wow.
out there, you know. They don't see that. They don't see the scars in my body tell stories, you know.
And let me ask you this. Now, how do you think that writing the book might change some of this for your future? I mean, you can't change the past. But what do you think writing the book is going to do for your future, though?
I think it gives me a chance. If someone was to read my story, it gives me a chance to be heard. Because when I went to jail, all they talk about was my scandal, the porn, the crime, and they judged me. They made me like I was this monster, you know, instead of realizing what took place. You know, I'm a little kid in the ghetto trying to figure out what it takes to be a man with no father. You know, my mom was 14 years old. When my mom was 27, I was already a teenager. What can she teach
right.
me? You know, I learned all from the dope right. dealers and the criminals in my area, you know.
Wow.
So what's my book, I feel like my book, if they look, they're like, okay. Then they can understand why we manufactured this way. And some of us, like, we're actually bright. We're actually intelligent. We're actually great human beings if we're given a chance, you know?
Right. And so what's the name of the book, and how do people go to get it? Is it on Amazon? Like, what is the –
Yeah, I'm on Barnes & Noble. I'm on Amazon. You can go to Ex Libris. I have a website. It's www. That's Talion. Forever Infamous, that's T-A-L-E-O-N, Forever, then it's Infamous, I-N, Famous, so Talion, ForeverInfamous.com. Like I said, the name of the book is called On My Search for a Better Life. This is how I became infamous. So basically, if you Google Talion Goffney and Infamous, you can find my book, you know?
That's awesome. And is there any other kind of a website or anything where somebody could reach you if they wanted to reach out to you personally?
Yeah, they can reach there, like my website. They can also reach my Instagram. That's Talion Goffney Official. That's T-A-L-E-O-N-G-O-F-F as in Frank, N-E-Y. So that's Talion Goffney Official. They can find me on Facebook under Talion Goffney. Like, you can email me. I'm Mr. Infamous, Mr.Infamous408@gmail.com. I'm open to suggestions. I'm open to people's positivity. You know, I need people rooting for me out here, you know?
That's real.
I'm not that hard to find. They Google my name, they can find me.
That's awesome. Well, listen, man, I am very I'm almost speechless, which if you know me, that's hard for me to be. But you really shared some knowledge today. I want you to come back and do the
Thank
show
you.
Again. We're out of time for this episode, but Talion Goffney is definitely a man that's doing big things. And like I say on almost every show, if you find someone who's trying to do something positive, and get behind and support, because that's a hard thing to do. So, Talion,
absolutely.
Thank you so much, man, for being on the show. And I'm going to have you on again, and we'll talk about some other things. But please, one last time, where they find the book and the title of the book, just so, again, we make sure that everybody got it.
Okay. The title of the book is On My Search for a Better Life. This is How I Became Infamous. You can find the book if you Google Talion Goffney with Infamous, or you can go on my website at www.talionforeverinfamous.com. Or you can check me on Instagram at Talion Goffney Official. And my book has been plugged in all those things. And I'm also on Twitter at Mr_Talion.
And that's what's up. Talion, thank you so much. Hey, everybody, let's have a good weekend. Talion, you especially, take it easy. Take care of your son. And God bless you, bro. Thank you for being on the show.
All righty. Thank you for having me.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications. Do not obey.